The biggest challenge that, I mod every year is the ITPE, which Cantarina and I do together. And so that one actually came out of, what was our first year? 2010?
2011.
2011.
Yeah.
2011, yes, right. So 2011 was the first year, right? Because this is the fourth year. So here is how it happened. PodBang used to run on Amplificathon as like a annual, like Christmas time, basically PodFic exchange, where you would get a gift around the holidays that was PodFic that was made for you.
But it also incorporated the Big Bang aspect, where it had to be a huge podfic.
And around that time as well, Twitter PodFic fandom was just starting to really kind of explode. Like there were starting to get like a critical mass of us there. And we're talking to each other. They announced that they weren't doing PodBang that year. So people were like, oh, well now there's not even gonna be any like holiday exchange. So and around that time, I think this conversation, I think it was it you and I who were talking about this, Parika, where we were talking about
What had happened, I was like, I really wish this would happen, but I was beginning to burn out on being a mod. So a lot of people were looking to me. You and you both approached me being like, I would help you run this exchange when I was talking about like, oh, I wish this would happen. And at first I was like, oh, I'm gonna run it. And then I'm like, wait. And I just kind of like held your hand and put them together. And I was like, you guys do it, and walked away. And it was beautiful.
But the other thing that had been talked about at that time, man, could you mod an entire challenge on Twitter? So we had all of these sort of ideas and thoughts and community feelings that were spinning around. Parika was like, I'm too busy, you two do it. And we were like, well, okay. And I was like, why don't we combine all of these things? So we were like, let's do a holiday podfic exchange that doesn't have any minimum amounts because of that PodBang aspect where people wanted to do something smaller that was less of a time commitment. The let's see if we can run a thing only over Twitter.
And
Let's do it.
also we wanted it to be something easy to mod. We didn't want a huge commitment.
I know that one of the things that we do, and you guys do too, and it's something that PodFic fandom allows us to do that I don't think everyone else has this opportunity to do. But because we know so many of the participants, you can take a lot more care when you're matching people up. Like, I have one PodFicker friend that she's done a bunch of matchups, and she's just like, she's been burned too many times that she's like, I'm not signing up for things anymore that involve matchups. But because she knows the care that KLB takes when matching people for Pod Together, even though she was really recently burned for something, she had just made that pronouncement, she still signed up for Pod Together.
I don't know if everybody knows this about what Cantarina and I do for ITPE, but we actually don't use any matching algorithms at all. We hand pair every single participant. And this year we had over 50 people, like 50.
We matched 58 people.
Yeah, we matched 58 people. So we look at every single person's sign up and we compare them with other people. And a lot of them are not straight matches. A lot of times they're gift loops where like A gives to B gives to C gives to A. And so we hand pair everybody. And a huge part of the thing that goes into that is, yeah, the fact that we probably, between the two of us, we are friends with like at least 80% of the participants, I'd say, in
And I think in the first year we knew
ITPE.
everybody between the two
The
of
first
us.
year, yes. Actually, I think the first 2 years, right? We ran everything off of our personal Twitters.
Yeah, it was only last year that you got a mod account.
Right. So it was actually the irony of ITPE is that every year we get further and further away of the informal part
Yeah,
of
for the mods, it
informal
hasn't been
PodFic
informal
exchange.
for years. For you guys, I hope it still is, but for us, no. No,
Right.
no.
Like the whole idea behind the first year was we're like, this is gonna be simple. It's just gonna be a bunch of friends giving each other gifts.
And it
And
was
we're
the first
yeah, and
year.
it was. And like we're just gonna run everything through our personal Twitters. And after a while, like now we have an official a mod Twitter account, an official Gmail,
We
like
have AO3 collections.
we have AO3 collections. Like it is not like the quote informal thing that it was like it had originally envisioned. And in order for the challenge to grow, I think that was completely necessary.
No, if we were still trying to run it like we did in first year, it would have folded.
No, it would have died. It would have died if we had not evolved. But